but he wisely exploited his trial in much the same way that Hitler made use of his time in the dock, delivering a speech that portrayed him as a patriotic martyr fighting the ruling classes. Mussolini was sentenced to a year in prison, reduced on appeal to 5 months. He emerged from prison as a socialist star. At his welcoming banquet, a leading socialist, Olindo Vernocchi, declared, "From today, you, Benito, are not only the representative of the Romagna socialists, but the Duce of all revolutionary socialists in Italy." This was the first time he was called Il Duce, the leader, making him the Duce of socialism before he was the Duce of fascism. Using his newfound status, Mussolini attended the Socialist Congress in 1912 at a time when the National Party was bitterly split between moderates who favored incremental reform and radicals who endorsed more violent measures. Throwing in his lot with the radicals, Mussolini accused two leading moderates of heresy. Their sin? They'd congratulated the king on surviving an attempted assassination by an anarchist. Mussolini could not tolerate such squishiness. Besides, what is a king anyway, except by definition, a useless citizen? Mussolini joined the formal leadership of the party and 4 months later took over the editorship of its national newspaper, Avanti, one of the most plum posts in all of European radicalism. Lenin, monitoring Mussolini's progress from afar, took note approvingly in Pravda. Had he died in 1914, there's little doubt that Marxist theorists would be invoking Mussolini as a heroic martyr to the proletarian struggle. He was one of Europe's leading radical socialists in arguably the most radical socialist party outside of Russia. Under his stewardship, Avanti became close to gospel for a whole generation of socialist intellectuals, including Antonio Gramsci. He also launched a theoretical journal, Utopia, named in tribute to Thomas More, whom Mussolini considered the first socialist. Utopia clearly reflected the influence of Georges Sorel's syndicalism on Mussolini's thinking. Sorel's impact on Mussolini is vital to an understanding of fascism because without syndicalism, fascism was impossible. Syndicalist theory is hard to penetrate today. It's not quite socialism and it's not quite fascism. Joshua Moravchik calls it an ill-defined variant of socialism that stressed violent direct action and was simultaneously elitist and anti-statist. Essentially, syndicalists believed in rule by revolutionary trade unions. The word is derived from the French word syndicat, while the Italian word fascio means bundle, and was commonly used as a synonym for unions. Syndicalism informed corporatist theory by arguing that society could be divided by professional sectors of the economy, an idea that deeply influenced the New Deals of both FDR and Hitler. But Sorel's greatest contribution to the left, and Mussolini in particular, lay elsewhere. In his concept of myths, which he defined as artificial combinations invented to give the appearance of reality to hopes that inspire men in their present activity.